Joining us now is Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee. Austin, thank you for joining us this morning.
Great to see you again, Steve.
Okay, so let's talk about this inflation report that came out. 2.4% on the headline, 2.5% on core. Austin, what is not to like?
And yes, Austin, Dan Friel over here with the rate update. Can I ask you one question? We have inflation coming down right now. We have the jobs report number that came in pretty good over the last couple of readings. Why aren't you guys going to cut rates at the next meeting? Nothing. That's what I thought. Hey, folks, my name is Dan Friel. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer and host of the Rate Update. Today, I want you guys to understand what the heck's going on with those today, actually this week, and the whys behind it. So we're going to start with information from the Federal Reserve. And by the end of this, I really want you to give me your advice down below. Should you lock in at these rates? Where do you think rates are going to go from here? And if you're a homeowner, should you refinance? So let me give you all the news that we have for today, and then you decide and let me know down below what you think. Are rates going to come down? Are they going to stay flat? Or is there a chance that mortgage rates and interest rates could actually go up from here? So without further ado, folks, let's dive into today's news so you can understand what in the heck's going to go on with those today, actually this week, and the whys behind it. So the first thing we want to do is go over through here. And I know I do this every day, but this is really important because this is what the Federal Reserve does to control, you know, interest rates. Okay, they look at inflation, they look at the PCE, and they also look at the unemployment numbers. Well, we'll start here for a second. The unemployment rate 2 readings ago was at 4.6. The last reading before the 4.3 was 4.4. So it went from 4.6 to 4.4 to 4.3. Pretty good. And this is why the Federal Reserve cut rates over the last few meetings. So now they're looking at the inflation numbers, the PCE. Well, we had core, the CPI, the inflation number that the Steve Leisman was asking the chair about. But tomorrow, we're going to have some more information coming out about this. So let's kind of recap this week and what's coming out the rest of this week that might be affecting mortgage rates and the whys behind it. So we know the Federal Reserve, their biggest concern is inflation, the PCE, and then also the jobs market. So let's scroll through this week to see what we have coming in. So the first thing we have is ADP payroll numbers. We'll use it for this reference. ADP said last reading there were 7,800 people that got jobs over the week. This time they said there was 10.3. So that's good news on the jobs front. You go down through here, building permits came in today. They actually, this was exciting news. We had a lot of good news down through here. We're going to skip down through there for 1 second because I want to show you guys this piece of the puzzle that's coming in. This is why I usually filter this thing. We have the PCE number, the inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors. It's coming in on Friday, and we're going to get a whole bunch of this information. Let's just take a glimpse at this, where they think is going to come in. Then I'll give you a kind of, we'll go back up on the charts and see what's coming in today. But let's look at the inflation number that the Federal Reserve looks at. And they're going to look at basically the PCE. It's 2.9. They're saying they don't really know what it's going to come in at. So right now we're going to look at the core PCE year over year. It's 2.8 right now. They're saying it's going to go to 3. Why I might not have to disagree with them is because of the January effect. Here's what I'm calling. Now I have friends that are, you know, presidents of big companies, believe it or not. A buddy of mine used to be CEO of Pet Boys. I got a couple buddies that are presidents and the CEOs of bigger manufacturing companies. I talk to them all the time. And here's what they told me over the last 6 months. They're like, Dan, because I kind of want to keep a beat on inflation. I'm like, what's going on with all this stuff? A lot of them are they make things with steel and stuff like that. They're like, prices are going to go up. You're going to see at the beginning of the year, prices are going to pop just because we couldn't push our prices to people in 2025. It was just, the economy was too fragile. We just couldn't do it. With the new big, beautiful tax bill, we're getting huge tax credits as companies. And we know consumers are getting a much bigger refund. So we can push out our price increases January, February. We'll gradually move them in, but we'll push them in. So that's what I'm thinking the January effect is going to be. We're going to see inflation January, February, maybe in March-ish, kind of start to, you know, topple. But then it's going to peak out. And then if you watch yesterday's video, there was an owner's equivalent rent that I've been talking about for years. I said that number that the Fed's using and the federal government's using is way overinflated. And it's 40% of the inflation numbers. So when that number does adjust, you're going to see inflation cap and start to come down. So Q2, Q3, you're going to start seeing things come down. Are rates going to plummet? No, they're not going to plummet. But that's my thoughts on all this. So let me know your thoughts down below. But let's take this data and let's move to the next step. How's with really no data? data coming in today. How's the stock market faring on all this? Well, this is what I usually go to as well each day if you're new to my channel. We look at, okay, if the economy's doing well, that means companies are doing well. That means you're doing well and you're going to spend money. And that's how our whole economy works. So today, kind of a Cinderella story other than oil. What I call a Cinderella story is when you have the Dow Jones, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all up because you're investing, you're probably making money through these. We got oil. We need oil below $65 a barrel. Below $65 a barrel, I'm giving it a thumbs up. Below $60 a barrel, I'm giving it a double thumbs up because it's a huge piece of the inflation numbers. This makes up, oil, energy makes up another 40% of the inflation numbers. So when you have these coming down, that helps things. So oil was $85 a barrel back when inflation was like 7.something%. So we've dramatically moved down from there. So now with the data that we have, I'm saying the Federal Reserve, you think they're going to cut because of the data that we have so far? Well, in 28 days, what are they going to do? I'm going to break it to you. There is a 92% chance they're not going to do anything. Okay. And it still kind of baffles your mind because you might sit here and say, okay, inflation, he was saying inflation's coming in pretty good. The jobs market pretty good. So why wouldn't you be cutting? Well, there's still things that we have to contend with. Tariffs. We don't know if they're even going to be legal or not. And we also have the Japanese bond market. You realize the Japanese bond market, think of it this way. They were like the US during COVID. They had their interest rates, their government bonds at 0% for like decades. Well, now they've been jacking up those rates higher and higher and higher. It's moving investors from all over the world to the Japanese bond market. What we focus in on this channel to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates is right through here. I'll pull this up, Mortgage News Daily Live. And this is what I follow each day to help you guys understand what in the heck's going on with the markets. So we watch this bond right through here. All you have to understand with this bond, if that price up here is red, that's bad. Red is bad. That means mortgage rates are going to go up. Okay. The bigger the number, the bigger the adjustment. So we'd love when this thing is green. Let's go back and see a five-day chart. So see, it's a volatile times. So if you're a homeowner right now, what do you do? How do you track these things to make sure, you know, does it make sense to refinance? And if it does, what rate should I do? Well, let me give you a tool over here. I created this for homeowners. It's called RateWatch 2.1. Put in your mortgage information in there. Then I want two other pieces of information. What interest rate would you be interested in maybe refinancing? And how much of a monthly savings would you want? So you can actually plug both of those in. And what happens is I'll call you, text you, and email you when they'll hit. I don't sell the data. It'll be me watching this. But what do you do if you're like, okay, I want to really buy this spring. I think I'm in a position to do that. Rates are holding steady. So what should I do? Should I lock in? I'm saying this, folks, just stay stable. My predictions and my estimations for 2026, the first quarter, we're going to have rates at 5.875 to about 6.25. Okay. We keep teetering at that 6.25 mark. I think we might, you know, couldn't we hit it again? We could, but I think we kind of hit that mark. But let's go further out. If you're looking to maybe buy in the spring or you're looking to build, what should you do? You might have those horror stories where you had friends that they were looking to build in 2021. And then by when they got pre-approved, the rate was 4. By the time they bought the house, it was 7.5 and their payment almost doubled. And they're like, oh my God, I can't really afford this thing. But they did. I don't think you're going to be in that situation again. I don't think mortgage rates are really going to move all that much this year, actually. So I'm saying for the year, we're probably going to be in the same realm that I'm at, 5.875 to 6.25. Now it could change. And I don't mind changing. I change it with the weather if the data provides it. So that's what I'm thinking for today, folks. So if you rewind all this, I don't think really mortgage rates are going to do much at all today because the mortgage news that we got, the economic news we have today, wasn't really that devastating. Tomorrow, we will get initial jobless claims and continued claims. You need to pay attention to these because where these go, you're going to see these go well. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. Hopefully now you understand a little more about what in the heck's going to go on with those today and this week and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe over there. And if you need some help with a mortgage, please go to my website, therateupdate.com. We would love to help you out if you need a mortgage anywhere out in the country because I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And my slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you here tomorrow. Bye-bye.